This is 89.1 KMUW. Wichita State President Jay Golden submitted his resignation on Friday after less than a year at the university. While donors called for Golden's resignation back in June, his sudden resignation came as a surprise to the university community. KMUW's Tom Schein and Stephen Basaha sat down to talk about the resignation and what happens next.
So there's still a lot we don't know about what happened. What do we know at this point?
Well, it's not much. So the Kansas Board of Regents, which is the governing body for Kansas universities, they had a special meeting on Thursday to talk about personnel matters. They did that in executive session, which means it was behind closed doors. Then on Friday, this statement goes out saying they accepted Jay Golden's resignation, and no one is saying why he resigned.
Any indication at all that this was coming?
No, it seems to be a really big surprise to everyone. Students were particularly surprised. The student body president, Rija Khan, spoke on Facebook Live about this.
"We're saddened to learn this news and join you in our confusion of the details surrounding this decision to resign. We know there are many questions, and we have just as much information as you at this point in time."
I also reached out pretty quickly after the statement went out to a member of their university's PR team, and he said that he found out just pretty much around the same time we did. So it seemed like very few people actually knew this was coming.
Back in June, there was talk then about Golden potentially being forced to resign. Isn't that correct?
Yes. So this comes down to WSU Tech's graduation ceremony, their virtual graduation. Ivanka Trump, advisor to President Donald Trump and his daughter, of course, she was scheduled to be the keynote speaker. She recorded remarks. And when this was announced, the faculty and students, many of them protested having her speak. And Golden said this was becoming too much of a distraction from what should have been the focus of the ceremony, that was the graduating students. So he made her remarks available, but he removed them from that keynote spot.
And that upset some donors and alumni.
Right. So one example being a donor and Wichita businessman Steve Clark. He called for Golden's resignation. And ironically, Clark chaired the committee that selected Golden.
So the Regents met in June for about 4 hours, but didn't take any action, so Golden kept his job. So is his resignation now related to the incident back in June?
Well, the Regents claim that's not the case. I spoke with Regent John Rolfe on Friday over the phone, and he said that if they were going to take action related to this, they would have done it in June.
It's unrelated to that time, and there's no impropriety in any way that would be related to this either. Jay informed us of his resignation, and we're grateful for his time and service to Wichita State and really wish him well in whatever his next endeavors are.
Rolfe said he couldn't say anything more about this because it was a personnel matter and that we should not expect any further explanation from the Regents as to why Jay Golden resigned. And as for Golden himself, well, he hasn't released any public comment about this yet.
Golden was WSU's 14th president, and his tenure, as you might guess, was by far the shortest ever. Until him, about 5 years had been the shortest term for a WSU president. So what will his legacy be?
Well, he was really well-liked by the students. They really rallied behind him in regards to the issue with Ivanka Trump and the graduation ceremony. He was very much about continuing John Bardo's vision, that was the previous president right before him, about expanding the innovation campus, more public-private partnerships with the university. So he had a lot of big plans, but ultimately his tenure was just too short to make that much of an impact.
This is a tough time not to have a president. The university is dealing with both COVID-19 and the budget shortfall that the pandemic is causing. So what happens next?
Well, now Rick Muma, the provost of the university, will be the acting president. The Regents will eventually select an interim president before eventually selecting a new president. But remember the timeline with Jay Golden's selection. So John Bardo died March 2019. Golden was selected October 2019, but he didn't arrive on campus until January. So this could take 7 months, maybe even longer, because that process didn't happen during a pandemic.
So we've got a long way to go on this. Thanks, Stephen.
Thanks, Tom.